This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The Trump administration is defying a House subpoena in the impeachment inquiry, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, notified lawmakers he will not comply with a subpoena. At the White House, the president honored the Stanley Cup champions.
The St. Louis Blues' amazing comeback reminds us to never give up.
But it wasn't all hockey talk. On impeachment, with Missouri Republican Senator Roy Blunt in the crowd, the president didn't seem too concerned.
I wouldn't worry about it, fellas. I wouldn't worry about it. Don't worry too much. How are we doing, Roy? Okay in the Senate? I hear we're looking very good.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the matter at hand with Ukraine is at the heart of the integrity of American elections.
And it must be investigated thoroughly, completely, and in a nonpartisan manner.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
12 Democratic U.S. presidential candidates are on stage this hour for a debate, all looking to confront President Donald Trump in the 2020 presidential election. The candidates all agree on one thing, support for the four-week-old impeachment probe of the president. Trump's opponents hurled some of their toughest attacks against Trump for his withdrawal in recent days of American troops from northern Syria, leaving Kurdish fighters, U.S. battlefield allies in the war against Islamic State terrorists, vulnerable to an onslaught from Turkish troops invading from the north. Former Vice President Joe Biden called Trump's abandonment of Kurdish fighters the most shameful thing I've ever seen a president do. California Senator Kamala Harris called the bloodshed in northern Syria a crisis of Donald Trump's making, while Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar said our president blew it and he's too proud to say it. This is the fourth Democratic debate since June and it features the largest group on stage for a single debate. You're listening to VOA News. NASA has moved up the first all-female spacewalk to this week because of a power system failure at the International Space Station. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
The first all-female spacewalk has been moved up a few days since a battery-powered controller failed over the weekend. Astronauts Christina Cook and Jessica Meir will now venture out Thursday or Friday instead of next Monday. The women will replace the broken component rather than install new batteries, which was their original job. This marks the first ever spacewalk by only women in more than 50 years of spacewalking. I'm Shelley Adler.
Hong Kong pro-democracy advocates are urging the U.S. Congress to pass a human rights bill that could impose trade sanctions on the International Financial Center. The bill has bipartisan support and is expected to be brought up in the U.S. House of Representatives for consideration as soon as this week. But for now, it remains in committee in the Senate with no set timeline for legislative action. The Hong Kong Human Rights and Democracy Act would put at risk Hong Kong's special economic status with the United States and impose sanctions on officials who are deemed to be suppressing basic freedoms. Recent protests have resulted in clashes between police and protesters and provoked condemnation from pro-Beijing officials who call the emboldened protesters terrorists. The Texas police officer who shot and killed a black woman in her home has been charged with murder. Aaron Dean was arrested just hours after he resigned from the Fort Worth police force on Monday. The white police officer shot a black woman through a house window Saturday after a neighbor called police to report that the woman's front door was open. Actress Felicity Huffman has reported to prison in Dublin, California, to serve a two-week sentence in a college admissions scandal. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zaraletta reports.
A statement from Desperate Housewives star Felicity Huffman says she is prepared to serve the term of imprisonment she was ordered as one part of her punishment. A federal judge in Boston sentenced Huffman to 14 days in prison, a $30,000 fine, 250 hours of community service, and a year's probation. She reported to a low-security prison for women in the San Francisco area. Huffman is one of 51 people charged in the scandal. She pleaded guilty to fraud and conspiracy for paying an admissions consultant $15,000 to have a proctor correct her daughter's SAT answers. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
A United Nations investigation has found insurgent attacks targeting the recent presidential electoral process in Afghanistan caused nearly 460 civilian casualties, including 85 deaths. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.